hard, isn't it, seeing what things are in the dark? That's why it's great that we've got lights on today. We can see things properly. Light helps us in the dark, doesn't it? Because without light, things can be a bit hidden. They can be a bit confusing. But light, it can make everything clear. And it helps us to be safe, doesn't it? Now, I don't know how you're feeling about the fact that the clocks went back. So that means relatively early today is going to get dark, isn't it? I don't know if you're one of those people who enjoy the dark, or one of those people who think, oh no, it's so dark, don't like it. It can be quite hard, can't it, when it starts to get dark this time of year. But as I said, today we're thinking about the light and about the darkness. And we're going to do some more signing to help us to remember what the Bible has to say about that. And that's this. And if we have the slide on the screen as well, please, Rob, that would be great. So Jesus calls us out of darkness into his wonderful light. Should we try that again, all signing together? So Jesus calls us out of darkness into his wonderful light. Well done. Let's have a look at one of the verses that we read from the Bible this morning. This is from 1 John 1, verse 5. It says this, "Now the message that we have heard from his Son and announces this, God is light, and there is no darkness at all in him." Now I want you just to turn to the person next to you and think, why might God be described as light? Why is God like light? Have a chat and see if anyone comes up with any answers. You've got 15 seconds. Why do you think God is described as light? Okay, let's see if anyone got us, budding theologians out there, any ideas? So why might God be described as light? Anyone want to put a hand up and share what the person next to you has shared with you? Yes. He shows us the way. Yeah, absolutely. That's a great one. Excellent. What else have we got? James, what do you think? What did Ben say? Because he's amazing. That's a great answer as well. Light is amazing, isn't it? You go outside, sometimes we walk out of church, and maybe it's been a bit dark in the morning, we go out, and it's so bright and light, and you're like, wow, it's amazing. Light is amazing, and so is God. Any other answers?
Light helps things grow.
Helps things grow, yeah. We can't have any plants or beautiful flowers if there's no light, and God helps us to grow. Yeah, maybe one more. Sammy, nice and loud then. He's holy, yes. So he is pure, and we think of light being pure, don't we, and bright and wonderful. Great answers, everyone. Well, that's true. All those are great answers. God is good. He also gives us clarity. You know, sometimes if you're trying to read something in the dark, I don't know if you're one of those people who like reading at bedtime and the lights are off and you're trying to struggle, it's hard to see. But you turn the light on and think, wow, it's so clear, I can see it brilliantly. God brings clarity. But God is truth. When we see things in the light, we see as they truly are. And he's good, and he brings us life. And that's why you look around at St. Peter's, we use not just lights for our so we can see, but we use candles to help us to remember that God is light. So we live in a world of light, but we also live in a world of darkness, don't we? And darkness has a special meaning in the Bible. It means being away from God. If God is where all the light is, then going away from God means going out into the darkness. I wonder if you could think of a time, maybe recently, where you've been out in the dark. Just keep it to yourself. Think, has there been a time where you've been out in the dark? How did it make you feel? Did you feel lonely? Did you feel a little bit scared? Can be a bit frightening being in the dark. Well, there was a boy called Simon who went camping at the end of the school year with lots of families and friends from school. And it got to that point in the night, he'd had a huge amount of lemonade before going to bed. So 2 o'clock in the morning, you can guess what he needed to do. He needed to go to the toilet. And he said, I don't need a torch. I can find my own way. So he went out and he got out of his tent. He found his way to the toilet. But coming back, he couldn't find his tent. He didn't have a light. He couldn't find where to go. So he tried one tent. That's not the right one. He tried the next tent. That's not the right one. And he tried nearly all the tents until he eventually found his tent with his family in it. And in the morning, everyone on the campsite was completely exhausted because Simon didn't bring a torch. You see, we need the light, don't we? Simon needed the light to get around the campsite. We need the light in our life. Let's remember our signing again, shall we? So Jesus calls us out of darkness into his wonderful light. Excellent. But thinking about the bad things, all of us do bad things. That's why we have a confession in part of our service. We do things like we fight with one another. We lie to one another. We gossip. And each time we do that, it's like saying we don't want the light. We want to live in the dark. And you only need to turn on the news or open newspapers and see that we live in a really dark world where people like you and me are doing that all the time. But there is hope. There's so much hope in what God is throwing to us. Firstly, that God's light shows us the way to live. God's light shows us the way to live. But also, God's light shows us the way to find forgiveness. Now, we were listening to the story of Bartimaeus, and we're just going to watch a little video just to help us to remember what happens in our gospel reading today.
Jesus and his disciples went to Jericho, and as they were leaving, they were followed by a large crowd. A blind beggar by the name of Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, was sitting beside the road. When he heard that it was Jesus from Nazareth, he shouted, "Jesus, son of David, have pity on me." Many people told the man to stop, but he shouted even louder, "Son of David, have pity on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him over." They called out to the blind man and said, "Don't be afraid, come on. He's calling for you." The man threw off his coat and jumped up and ran to Jesus. Jesus asked, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man answered, "Master, I want to see." Jesus told him, "You may go. Your eyes are healed because of your faith." Right away, the man could see, and he went down the road with Jesus.
Great, it's a wonderful story. And think about how life must have been so different for Bartimaeus after meeting Jesus. And did you hear in the story, he kept calling out, even though the people told him to be quiet and made fun of him. He kept on calling out. He needed Jesus to help him. Bartimaeus was blind. Now, there's all sorts of different types of blindness. Sometimes it's just you can't see very well. Sometimes for some people, it's completely black, completely dark, and they can't see anything at all. But he called out for Jesus to help him. And Jesus wasn't like the other people in the crowd. They were like, "Oh, be quiet," and they just kept on. You see, Jesus, he said, "Go and get him." He called for him to come to him. Jesus stopped for Bartimaeus. He listened and he brought him from a place of blindness and darkness into a place of being able to see and being able to experience the light. Bartimaeus was changed forever. He could see clearly now and he went on to follow Jesus. Now, we might not be blind. We might have, like me, I might have some problems with my eyesight. But whoever we are, however our eyesight is, Jesus wants us to move from a place of darkness where we don't know him to a place of light where we live with him forever. Just like you listed all those really great things about who God is, God wants us to experience those things with him. But if we ignore him, it's like we're saying we don't want that. But God wants those things for us. So as we're thinking about this today, and I want to challenge you to go home and think about how might Jesus be calling you out of darkness into his life? How might Jesus be calling you out of darkness into his life? Now, it's important to be truthful. We can't hide things from God. God sees the insides, sees our hearts and our thoughts and our feelings. So we need to be truthful, and we can ask him for help with the things that we find difficult or the things that we keep on doing that we know we shouldn't. Now, it might be you're sitting here today and there's something that you struggle with, something that you know isn't right, and you keep going back to it even though you know you should stop. But Jesus says, "I want you to come out of the darkness and come into the light." But maybe you're not sure. You think, well, actually, I think I am doing things fine. There's nothing that I'm particularly aware of that I'm doing that is wrong. But it's easy, if you're in the darkness, not to see what's going on properly. Let me tell you about Tilly. Tilly loved sharing secrets at school and stories about her friends, unfortunately, even if they weren't always true. She thought it was just kind of harmless fun. She enjoyed it. People seemed to laugh when she shared these stories about her friends. But soon, her friends began to get really hurt and feel betrayed by Tilly and her gossiping about them the whole time. And they realized they couldn't really trust her anymore. Eventually, Tilly found herself lonely and confused, and she wasn't sure why her friends were drifting away. She thought it was their fault and not hers. I wonder if you can recognize that in yourself. How are people like Tilly or you or me, how can we know if the things that we do are good, light, or bad, like darkness? How can we know? Because the people who are doing those things don't think they're doing anything wrong. How can we know? Well, today is Bible Sunday, and the Bible is like God's torch. The Bible is like God's torch, showing us the way to go in life, how we can be forgiven by trusting Jesus, and how we can make good decisions. We walk in the light of Jesus and not in the darkness of sin. So trying to do life without God's word, the Bible, is trying to do life without the torch on. We don't know which way to go. And we are so blessed in this country to have Bibles. Do you know there are many countries around the world where owning a Bible can lead you to going to prison? That's how serious it is. But we don't have that problem here. You can go down to a shop and go down to Books Alive or wherever, and you can buy yourself all sorts of Bibles, children's Bibles, big Bibles with all study notes in them, tiny little pocket Bibles. You can get so many different types of Bibles. And it's not just because it's a nice book, but it's like God's torch that helps us to see the way. And there's lots of things that we can do. So maybe you're sitting here and thinking, do you know what, I don't really read the Bible much. And maybe you feel challenged today that actually I want to start reading it in some way. Well, there's lots of things you can do. If you're not sure, do come and have a chat with me afterwards. I'd love to give you some suggestions. Some simple things is we've obviously got the... what have I done with mine? Oh, here they are. We've obviously got the readings that are printed out for us each and every Sunday. So when you take these home, don't just chuck them straight in the recycling bin. You've got some Bible readings here. So why, when you get home, before getting on a device or turning on the screen or doing whatever it is, why don't you maybe read over one or two of those readings again? Perhaps if you've got your own Bible at home, you might want to find out where they are in your Bible and maybe read a bit before or afterwards. It's great reading things in the Bible because you think, oh, that's interesting. Oh, that bit comes out. I've always wondered where that was. And you keep on reading a little bit more. And for those of you who like using devices, there's loads of really good Bible apps. One that few people use here is called The Bible in 1 Year, that each and every day it gives you the readings and you can listen to it as a podcast, and it gives you commentary explaining what the Bible readings mean. There's so many different ways. The important thing is we're doing something that is realistic and straightforward rather than saying, right, I'm going to read the whole Bible today. I'm just going to read it all in one go. Don't do that. Make it realistic. If it's starting with reading this again, if it's maybe reading it a bit more in your own Bible, if it's doing the Bible in 1 Year app, whatever works. That's the important thing. Keep it going. Keep it simple. So we're going to do our final sign again. So let's get ready with our hands. Everyone ready? So Jesus calls us out of darkness into his wonderful light. Amen.